Trump Administration Grants $5.1 Million to Life Affirming Health Group. By Dr. Susan Berry on March 30, 2019. The Donald Trump administration announced Friday it will award a $5.1 million grant to the Opria Group, a nonprofit network of health centers that provides life-affirming comprehensive health care. According to a press release, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, is awarding the grant over the course of 3 years through the Title X Family Planning Program. Opria plans to expand its services to low-income individuals and families in 4 California counties. With this grant, the administration has opened up a new avenue of healthcare choices for low-income and underserved women and their families in California, Opria Group founder and CEO Kathleen Eaton Bravo said in a statement. Many women want the opportunity to visit a professional, comprehensive healthcare facility, not an abortion clinic, for their healthcare needs. Today HHS gave women that choice. The grant announcement underscores the Trump administration's determination to make a clear distinction between abortion and family planning. In February, HHS released a new rule that could block about $60 million in family planning funding to Planned Parenthood, whose core mission, according to its president, Dr. Lena Wen, is abortion. The new regulation prohibits the use of Title X family planning funds to perform, promote, refer for, or support abortion as a method of family planning. Wen reacted to the news of the HHS grant to the Opria Group in a tweet. "Crisis pregnancy centers are not health centers," she said. "If the administration gets its way, #TitleX, our nation's dedicated program for affordable birth control and reproductive health care, will be dismantled, leaving millions of people without access to health care." Planned Parenthood tweeted Title X funding for its affiliates in 5 states has been rejected in what the abortion vendor describes as a coordinated attack. News that abortion vendors got less from the Title X family planning program than expected is a win for taxpayers, Kristen Hawkins, president of Students for Life of America, said in a statement. "Life-affirming programs and medical centers deserve our support. Redirecting scarce resources to locations that care about women, born and preborn, is a win in overdue. Abortion, Planned Parenthood's premier product, is not healthcare." Opria is advertising itself as the fresh, new face of women's care. Currently, the healthcare group operates 21 health clinics and 11 mobile clinics in 5 states with 78 licensed medical professionals. Comprehensive health services offered at Opria facilities include pregnancy testing and counseling, prenatal care through delivery, HIV/AIDS testing, pregnancy ultrasound, breast and cervical cancer testing, well woman care and pap smears, STD testing and treatment, sexual risk avoidance education, adoption referral, and post-abortion support. In keeping with their life-affirming mission, Opria clinics do not provide contraceptives and do not perform abortions. Opria is reaching out to young women in ways that may be most comfortable to them, including through a new mobile app that allows users to have direct access to a healthcare professional who answers questions about pregnancy, abortion, STDs, and other sexual health topics. Through the app, users can find resources, locate a nearby facility, and schedule an appointment. Opria's National Advisory Board consists of leading pro-life advocates, including Chair Bernie Neal, who also serves on the boards of Thomas Aquinas College and EWTN, Focus on the Family President Jim Daly, Susan B. Anthony List President Marjorie Tannenfelser, Charlotte Lozier Institute President Chuck Donovan, Archbishop Jose Gomez of Los Angeles, Bishop Kevin Vaughn of Orange, CEO of Catholic University Students Curtis Martin, Live Action President Lila Rose, Students for Life of America President Kristen Hawkins, CEO of Center for Medical Progress David Dalyden, and COO of Economic Partners, LLC Greg Funstein.